You're listening to a special edition of the Retrovore Union Square Market Report.
This past Saturday, February 7th, Manhattan Borough President Scott Stringer and a coalition of food activists gathered in Union Square Park to recommend that New York City adopt a wide-ranging plan for making healthy food available to all its residents. The plan includes the recommendation of a food shed, food enterprise zones, increasing food availability, and community gardens. The following is a recording of the complete press conference.
My name is Scott Stringer, Manhattan Borough President. Thank you all for being here today. We are releasing a report that was written in consultation with the people behind me, food policy experts and advocates, who worked with us to create a document that speaks to the food crisis we have in the city with very thoughtful and important recommendations. We started months ago working on a food conference with Columbia University. 600 people showed up, the mayor, representatives from the UN. We went into focus groups. We tried to figure out how we can deal with major food issues that impact New York. And today is the day we are releasing a very powerful set of recommendations. The report is Food in the Public Interest, How New York City's Food Policy Holds the Key to Hunger, Health, Jobs, and the Environment. For too long, decisions about our food supply has been made by private parties or by the federal government. The results have been that apples that we get from Washington State could easily come from Washington County in upstate New York. We talk more about food deserts in this city than we talk about food deserts, where 750,000 New Yorkers do not have access to healthy food. They can't get to the place where they have the food. That must change. We also have a policy in this city of giving tax incentives to Burger King, McDonald's, and fast food operators rather than give tax abatements to people who want to get us the lettuce and the tomato without the burger. And that, to me, is food injustice. That must change. The question for all of us is then how do we deal with some of these major issues, especially in this economic crisis? First of all, we've got to bring food closer to home. We've got to create a food shed that takes an inventory of all the food producers, all the food transportation people, everything within a 200-mile radius from New York City. We must establish a state-of-the-art food shed. That is recommendation number one, and we're going to hear about that in just a minute. Second, it's time to create enterprise zones in the neighborhoods, most of them neighborhoods where people have not been able to get healthy food. We know the neighborhoods we're talking about, East Harlem, Harlem. It's time to have enterprise zones that will assess the capacity of local farmers as it relates to creating supermarkets. It's about land use and zoning, and we must begin this process with the City Planning Commission and with the mayor. It is time to tag enterprise zones to guarantee that the healthy food supply will come to all neighborhoods, not just the wealthy ones. Three, we're talking about investing in green jobs to deal with food production. But it has to not just be about the president telling the states that it will eventually trickle down to the cities. We have got to look at new development and our economic infrastructure and figure out how we can incentivize the ability to create green-collar jobs. Now, creating this food shed is nothing new. We have a watershed in upstate, and we work to make sure that that watershed stays pure to give us healthy drinking water. Why not create a food shed and start to take recommendations and assess our food supply so we can make thoughtful plans to deal with our food crisis? Why is there a food crisis? Because people are obese in the city. People have record diabetes. We are creating the next generation of New Yorkers, young children. Some of them are here today who do not have access to healthy food. That means they're not going to live very long, and they're not going to be able to do the kind of things that they want to do, go to school, have a job, have a career. And eventually, we taxpayers will have to deal with that crisis because they will become part of our hospital system, our doctor system, and healthcare costs will continue to rise because we did not do the preventative work that we had to do. So I am very proud of this report. It is realistic. It is sensible. If we create the beginnings of a food shed, if we use land use and zoning as it relates to creating supermarkets and healthy food, if we implement these recommendations, New York City will become the leader in creating a new green economy and making sure that our people have a lot of healthy opportunities in their lives. The mayor has done a great job, trans fat, putting these issues on the table. But we continue to subsidize Burger King and McDonald's. We continue to fail to use the zoning laws that we have on the books to empower people to have a say in what is happening in our neighborhood. It's time to use our rooftops. It's time to bring vegetation, vegetables closer to home, and let's use our collective thinking. The people behind me today, they're the experts, not me. They're the policy people. They're the advocates. They're the people on the front line. They're the ones who now, working together, have told us very clearly there is a role for government in this battle. This is the roadmap that they've given government officials, from the governor, the mayor, borough president, city council. This is the document today. And people have got to understand this is our moment. This is our opportunity. And with that said, I'd like now to turn it over, the press conference, to Michael Kennard, who's the assistant director from the Urban Design Lab at the Earth Institute at Columbia University, which partnered with us on the food conference. And they're going to talk for a minute or two about the food chain.
Thank you, Borough President Stringer. Well, in these times of economic uncertainty, when New Yorkers are having to make unhealthy choices about their food, it's critical that we begin to implement this old idea, as Borough President Stringer has mentioned, and bring it into a manageable document, a manageable system where we can have healthy choices available to all New York City neighborhoods. So to just go into a little more detail about the food shed, the original idea is that we are within a 200-mile radius, that we begin to quantify areas that are not only urbanized but have development potential, but also areas that are currently used for agriculture and production, croplands, pasture lands, and then to also begin to think imaginatively about how the urban environment can begin to be used for production. So we will be working with the Urban Design Lab at the Earth Institute, with Stone Barns for Sustainable Agriculture, and the Borough President's Office to begin to develop this management tool so that we can begin to implement processes and policies for productive change in the city. Thank you.
Very important. Thank you. Let me also just recognize Deputy Borough President Rose Pierre-Louis, who has organized this effort, and Jennifer Clapp from our policy office, who was a lot of the brains behind the report from my end, not yours. Okay, so I want to say thank you to Jennifer. And I also now want to introduce Triada Stampa, Director of Government Relations and Public Education at the Food Bank for New York.
Thank you. My name's Triada Stampas. That's T-R-I-A-D-A-S-T-A-M-P-A-S. I'm at the Food Bank for New York City. First, I want to thank Borough President Stringer for producing this document and for including advocates, policy experts, and frontline service providers in the process. In a city where nearly half of residents here in New York City are having difficulty affording needed food, where 2 million New Yorkers right now for the first time are considering accessing food assistance that they've never needed before, we need all levels of government to step up and display leadership. This is not just a problem for federal government. This is not a state problem. This is not just a local problem. This is a problem for everyone. And we appreciate the efforts of the borough president for building on the great work that's happening at other levels of government and that needs to continue happening here. So thank you very much.
Thank you for being here with us and working with us. Before we take questions, just to make very clear to members of the press, because it's taken me some time to understand this, a food shed is not just a big closet, right, where you put, where you store the food. The food shed is the inventory. We have got to learn about where our food production supply is beyond our city. This is the radius. Once we understand what's available to us, we can then put in place the work that needs to be done to make sure we do not have supermarket deserts and to make sure that when we start planning in this city as it relates to food, we can make the smart decisions. Food costs too much. We do not have equal access to food. And the reason is because we have not considered the long-range planning that starts with a food shed and then ends with zoning work and land use work to make sure people have access to healthy food. And finally, it is simply disgraceful that we subsidize fast food restaurants, Burger King, McDonald's, in places in northern Manhattan, the borough that I represent, and we cannot create a food enterprise zone that would ensure healthy produce and food markets to every New Yorker. It's not just about income. It's about everybody. That's what the goal of this report is. And I want to thank everybody. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank all of you.
The RetroVoor Union Square Market Report is produced by Matt and Amy of RetroVoor.com. Remember, the future
is in the pasture.